Part of the ordination service yesterday, there was some structure around that that indicated that he was being set apart for a particular ministry. And that is absolutely the case. That is the case. God very clearly states that certain men within the church are dedicated or set apart for a particular ministry. However, God also clearly states that everyone within the church is a minister within the church as God has gifted them. And so that's what I'd like to speak about a little bit this morning is talking about that. I'd like you to turn with me to the first chapter of Ephesians, starting with verse 3, and we'll read through verse 12 there. And Brother Lewis, I've only got about 4 pages of notes, so, you know, y'all prepare to sit here for a little while. No, not really. So verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. And so what I want to present to you this morning is that out of this scripture here, not only is this a very good summary of the gospel. I mean, if we just read through these verses here, we have a very clear description of the gospel message to God's people. But then we also have this statement here that we should be to the praise of his glory. The intention of a Christian, the intention of a Christian person who has been regenerated is not that they would once go down in the waters of baptism and then come up again out of the waters of baptism and then occupy a space on a pew. That is not the intention of God as towards his children. The intention is that we should be to the praise of his glory, that our life should then change at that moment in time, and then we move forward, not that we are mature at that point, but we are very immature, and we will be growing unto perfection. Turn over with me, if you would, to Hebrews 6. In Hebrews 6, verse 1 through 3. Here the writer says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and the laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. See, here we have the writer presenting to us a very clear delineation of what it's intended for God's people to do. You don't just end at regeneration, at conversion. It doesn't just stop there. It moves forward from there. It moves forward unto what the writer here says, unto perfection, unto a perfectness. And that is not going to be achieved while we're here, by the way, as was mentioned yesterday pretty clearly. We still exist in this sinful flesh. We still struggle every day with this sinful body that we have, with the sin nature that was bound in us from Adam on. But we also have within us the Spirit of God, a gift that God gave to us, that wells up within us and allows us to move toward perfection. God's people are a people that are moving forward, not a stagnant people. You know, we may bear the name Primitive Baptist, but primitive doesn't mean dead. It means that we are just simply carrying on old ways. You know what the old ways are? Working on towards perfection. That's what the Bible says we're to do. Our lives here, as we are exemplified living in Christ, are showing forth eternity. We live here in the present, but we are showing forth eternity in our lives. That God has instilled in us something internal, that Holy Ghost that's growing within us. And God doesn't elect us to take that Holy Ghost, to give that gift to us, and then have us stop and do nothing with it. He intends for us to become His ministers in the world. He intends for us to be active in this world and work for Him. Now, we don't work with the idea in mind that we would work unto some, you know, further revelation. That's not the idea at all. We're not working to gain better eternal salvation. We're not working in that direction. What we're working because of is because God showered His love upon us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And when He bled and died on the cross, the blood of God flowed down to the bottom of that cross. And that blood was pure love flowing out of Him. And that love, as it carries us on in our life, builds us up every day and enables us through the Holy Spirit to live our lives in a way of service. He just doesn't elect us to do nothing at all. Brethren, we are actively preparing for something, though. The idea here that the writer has in Hebrews is that we're moving on to perfection. We're moving on to a point. We have a goal in mind. We have a hope that bears us on as we go forward. If you turn a little bit further down to verse 9 there in Hebrews 6, here's what he says. What he does is between verse 3 and verse 9, he gives a little bit of he kind of recollects a little bit back for us and said, hey, you know, we're not just going to keep on doing these old things. We're not going to fall back into not doing anything. But then he says, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward His name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. You see there, brethren, what he's saying is that the expectation is not that you would just simply leave those old doctrines behind, all those things that you already knew. You know, Brother Lewis got up here yesterday and explained to us the doctrine of the sovereignty of God, things that we are aware of, things that we need to be reminded of. But as we move on unto perfection, those things should just become the foundation of what we stand upon, and that we should move forward from that point in the works that God has preordained for us to do. That's the work that we should, that those are the works that we should be doing. Brethren, we should be a restless people. We should be restless in that here we are bound in this world. We're bound in this flesh and we're bound in this sinful nature. And that restlessness that we should have should be a holy restlessness that's within us. It should drive us forward on a daily basis. It should be a desire to get rid of that old man, to slough off that old flesh, to shake it away and leave it behind us, and instead restore us into a right relationship with God. That's where we want to be, isn't it? I mean, we all want to be where our hope lies. Our hope lies in heaven with God the Father. Our hope lies in heaven with the victorious Christ. That's where our hope lies. That's the direction of perfection, and that's the direction we should go. I know in the Old Testament, and even some in the New Testament, very often men would ask, how long, O Lord? You know, how long till you redeem your people? How long? And we still ask that today, don't we? We want to see Christ come again. We want to see this flesh made perfect. We want to see all those things happen. And it should be as part of our effort, as part of our lives, that we should endeavor to move on towards that perfection, because that is where we will end up. That's where our hope lies. And you know, God also asks His people how long, doesn't He? He turns to His people in the Old Testament and He says, how long are you going to continue on in your sinful ways? How long are you going to do these things? And so we also have to look at ourselves and say, if we're going to be perfect, if we're going to move on towards perfection, what's the first thing we should do? And it should be the first thing that Christ preached to us, and that is to repent. Repent of our sins. Repent of our lackadaisical nature. That's how we should be, brethren. Turn with me then to 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 10, and I'll wrap up and pass over to Brother Lewis here. 2 Corinthians. Boy, I don't want to read to you out of 1 Corinthians 5. Not this morning. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Brethren, this is what we're all about. We're groaning. We're desiring. We want to move on to perfection. And the Lord has given us the task. He said, you were ordained in Christ unto good works. That was the purpose of his people. And that's what we're to be doing today. Brethren, I hope this is a blessing to you. Will you go with me to the Lord in prayer?